Hello again. What you're looking at here is that admin machine that's a part of the set of machines that we built for the sake of the labs for Azure Resource Management and working with Azure Resource Management templates. The admin machine is where you're doing most of the work for the labs when you get into the labs once the lab environment is built. Now you'll notice that I have the File Explorer open and we're actually looking at a number of files that were downloaded to this machine into a lab files folder and then indeed the subfolders that contain the contents for the sake of the various labs. How do those files get there automatically? That's the big question. Somehow, in the automation of creation of these machines, and in this case, the admin machine, the edge machine, and the sync machine, all three of those member servers that are in this environment that we built, all have to have files installed and ready to go for the sake of the labs. So how did I get them there? So how did I find the example to make this happen? I have to be honest, I don't recall where I found it. I know that I found some example code somewhere, and you can probably do a search on this, or you can take advantage of my finding it, and now it's your example, in order to actually download files. But I want to bring up my Visual Studio Code here and show you the part of the code in the extensions where in the resources extension for the virtual machine, in this case the admin machine. We already talked about in the last part how we joined the domain. And then following that particular resource is another one, another extension, in this case a PowerShell extension, again using DSC. So we're actually using DSC in order to get the lab files. Now what I had to do is I had to wait till the machine was actually done joining the domain. So that's the one of the dependencies here was the fact that this machine not only is created, but is also already joined to the domain and restarted and ready to go so that it can get lab files and work with those. And as you'll see, we then get the publisher, the DSC is the type, the handler version, and then the settings. And the settings are going to be basically pointing to various pieces. One is called gitlabfiles.zip. Now that's the file that actually contains the script that is the PowerShell DSC, that then does the download of the file. And what's the file? We're passing in the file, the configuration function here. So this is gitlabfiles is the function. And the properties are basically the machine name. But the actual path to the file and all that is actually part of the script. So where is the script? Well, it's in a gitlabfiles.zip file, so let's actually take a look at that. And it's pulling it from that asset location, which is online, but here's my local copy of that GitHub repository that I have. And sure enough, you see a gitlabfiles.zip file. Now if I open this up, notice it has a PowerShell file, and if I look at this, this is a real simple little script. But this is the example that I found online that allows me to set the, here's the configure VM script, set the directory, the CLab files directory, and it's basically where we're going to put the file. And here's the file URI, so it's pulling it from my GitHub repository, and it's called labfiles.zip. It's going to put it in the directory as a labfiles.zip. Now you may be thinking, well Kevin, you all you're showing is downloading a zip file and then putting it in a folder on the destination. You're not unzipping it here, are you? And the answer is no, I'm not. That's actually happening later. We're doing some automation after the fact. There's a number of things we need to automate even beyond getting the files on the machine. This just downloads the file, puts it in the lab files folder, and that's it. If I was to do nothing else, it would have a zip file sitting there. And yeah, sure, we could just allow you to go in there and manually unzip it. That's fine too, but nah, it's not automated enough. We want to make sure we automate it. So I did that in a later step, and we'll be talking about that in the next video that we do in this series. So that's the script, that's the PowerShell. So then what else do we have here? Well, we've also got that lab file, and the labfiles.zip file is basically just what we saw as extracted on the admin machine. It's also on the edge machine, it's also on the sync machine. So we did the same thing on those machines as well. Really, that's it. That was all I had to do for that piece of it. Getting the files from as a zip file, putting them on the machine was really pretty simple. And you'll notice that the next step, and even the next piece of our script, is going to be then once we have the live files, what do we do with them? And so I'm going to run some automation. And I have a particular section here called Run Automation, an extension. In this case, we're using a custom script extension. And basically running a script. And that script is going to do the additional automations, such as unzipping the files. And we're going to talk about more in more detail about that in the next part of this series. So again, to leave you with the resources, take a look at this links document. It's got all the information you'll need about the about finding all the resources that we're talking about in the series. Here is the link to this document, the aka.ms/azinfralablinks. And then once you have that, you have all these additional links to additional resources that you'll find useful. Importantly, the lab build guide and then the lab guide once you have the labs, the lab machines built. All right, I hope you found this useful, and we'll see you next time.